music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's I in the flesh, and it's real. Here we are in the middle of the month of April Fool's Month. And what is it today, the 15th or something like that? Isn't it income tax time to the Israeli Revenue Service that people take note of and file their taxes? Wow, and the Boston Marathon bombing hoax and revisited. Maybe not the hoax, but the race on this coming Monday, and I guess. And so, I mean, there's a lot going on. Of course, these are the minor things that are going on, as you probably know, in the last week or so. And the moment I'm going to bring up Dr. K, who is anxiously contacting me this week. Art will be back next week, God willing. He's away with family this Easter weekend. And Dr. K has a lot to say, and so do I. But, you know, it's interesting, folks. Just a moment of prayer is always in order. We are at a time of great, great distress in this entire sick and depraved world, where the world leaders are just doing whatever it is they're told to do for their bosses who run the banking system, who run the economic systems, the political, the military, and yes, I'm afraid to say, even the houses of worship today, especially in what is called Christendom. So I'm thankful. I give thanks to the Heavenly Father for being here today in this small venue in a dark and sinister world to be able to just speak a few sentences, just a few utterances from week to week. That voice in the wilderness that he has given us here today for his glory, for his purpose, and for the utterance of words that will be words of wisdom today. We thank thee in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. So, folks, with that opening, I will welcome my dear friend and our good, faithful health expert as well, Dr. K. Hello, Dr. Kasim Khalil.
Great to be with you. There's so much to go through, but can we start with the outset that, my goodness, all the fakes that have been continuing to come down, not so many big ones in the United States, but in Europe, one after the other, pretty incredible.
Now hold your breath, Dr. K. Don't say not so much in the United States.
Yeah, I know. Last time I said that, we had Orlando.
We had a series of them, right, right.
Yeah. Well, they're still occurring, but they're pretty inane here. I mean, they're trying to make them into more like movies over in Europe. And Russia did a pretty poor job in St. Petersburg, and the train was really, you know, a very obvious scam. But you had that one, I think I mentioned it could be real. It's not real, of course. What was the latest one? It was some weird thing that another truck. I guess any truck going down is going to be fake.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you're not sure, and I know that you have looked at these, and you yourself thought some of them may be real, and then some of them were not, and others may be faked, and then some of them were not. So, you know, you have to give a second and a third look and look at all the videos that are out there and then compare them, stop frame, you know, slow frame, and then begin to analyze them very critically, which, of course, nobody in the bought and paid for media would do. I mean,
no, never. They keep reporting the same thing.
And
they've got stuff on.
The scary part is when the Pentagon releases something, they just go with it. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't look at anything because they can't. They just can't do it. You know. Well, so in Europe this week now, what were you looking at besides? I mean, Stockholm was one of the major issues that befell Sweden, which is under attack, as is just about all of Europe, by the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah. Well, the Stockholm one was and then St. Petersburg, and then of course the Moscow train. Just so I think everybody knows, those were all staged movie type things. In Stockholm, they used some dummies, but you know, then they released the dummy images to Live Leak, and those were Dapper Cadaver dummies where the leg was dismembered. There was also a dummy dog,
mm-hmm.
where they actually had like a Velcro tail, and they removed the tail to make it look like the
Really.
Yeah, that way it would look like the tail got split by the truck. Yeah, and then they put the dummy, and they were dressing the dummy with gauze, but then they took the gauze off and just let it lay there for quite some time. Nobody bothered to cover the dummy up, you know. And it's just like that. But, you know, then you have the gas attack, which was not a gas attack.
Well, now you're talking about Syria now. Yeah,
yeah, unless Jabhat al-Nusra, the Israeli proxy, you know, shot a few shells into these children or what have you, but there was no gas attack by the Syrian government.
No. I think there may clearly have been some attack, but clearly the the aerial reconnaissance that was given, the photographs, the satellite images we talked about, last week, all of the what they call the data that they have to justify this was pretty well questionable, to say the least. And when you have something that's questionable, now you have to ask the other questions. Well, wait a minute now. So if it's questionable and we're not sure, and this clown Trump gets up there and says, "Oh no, I saw the evidence; it's true," and the kids break my heart, then you know that's a phony. You know that he's not making any sense. And then you have to ask your question, well, wait a minute, what difference does it make? Why is the United States presumed to be involved in putting its nose everywhere in the world where the media and the Pentagon say there's another hotspot, and there are more hotspots each and every week? Well, there is no logical follow-up. And this is why I get angry with many of the alt-media people, Dr. Kay.
Yeah.
They're coming up and saying, "Don't bomb Syria. Get out of Syria. Let's fight ISIS." Well, that's a ruse right there. That's a ruse. Wait a minute.
That's a ruse.
What is ISIS?
It's a ruse to put boots on the ground on behalf of the Zionists.
We don't want to fight either one.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And of course, and so how clever of the Jews to create these proxy militias, pay them $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, you know, less than a mercenary, and so they, you know, and then to use the Gulf money and the Saudi money laundered to subsidize it, so that you can't trace it back to the Israeli National Bank. You can't trace it to Rothschild. You know Rothschild's behind it.
Right, that we know.
The Jews are behind it, not just the Jews of Israel. The Jews of Europe are really behind this big.
Well, they have unlimited money. They have unlimited money, our money, that we pay for the notes, the Federal Reserve System, and every form of interest on every purchase, every mortgage, every line of credit, every credit card. That's going directly to the super banks, the international banks. So they have unlimited funds.
Unlimited funds. And then you get, how clever, though, to take people that look like Muslims. They have beards, they have, you know, chic outfits, and then little camo, and who have, you know, names, Muhammad or Ahmed or what have you. Very clever of the Jews. And then they released the videos of romanticizing the jihad. And by that, they drew actual young, naive, unawares, actual Muslims from different areas of Europe, not just fanatical people or what you would call deranged people, though a good number of their proxy militia were let loose from prison in Egypt, in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, and in Syria, let loose and then given money to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they did draw some people from with this technique to join the jihad.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to play some audio later if you're still with me. You can chime in. But the audio of one of, you know, one of our posters up on YouTube who was an Americanist point of view, non-interventionism, and he's giving you the language that was taken off of all of the audio of Wesley Clark when he was going way back when, 2003. And Wesley Clark, as we know, was in the Bush administration, baby Bush, and he was boasting about this plan that was supposed to be over 5 years, then got on, you know, some breaking pads in 2008 with the financial collapse, and then is now right on target again. The plan to take over the other 6 or 7 targeted countries in the Middle East for Israel. So, I mean, we'll hear it from the horse's mouth. We'll hear what they were planning, what they were saying. You know, and this is why, no matter who's in the White House, Dr. K, it matters not because they do not make the decisions any longer.
No, they don't make the decisions.
For a long time, you know.
The Mossad makes the decision.
Exactly. You hit the
CIA doesn't have any, is neutered. If the CIA makes a decision, it's only when Herbert Tenet Cohen is in there.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, but no legitimate patriotic American has any influence on this government. It's not a government. The secret government controls all and has since Rockefeller and Rothschild.
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, let's face it. We can go back and forth and banter all day about this CIA head and that CIA head, this report, that report. But I said right from the beginning again last year during the campaign silly season that all these leaks, all of these Russian involvement plots and so forth were all scripted. They were pre-scripted. Just as this attack in Syria was part of this script that was made really a number of years ago to help bring about this final enclave of control for Israel, greater Israel, and that means destroying what's left of the Middle East. And
sure it does.
If they
can't have it all, but of course they did a pretty good job of feathering their nest by delivering countless billions of gallons of Iraqi oil right to Tel Aviv, you know.
Right.
That was the Greater Israel project. Is not just we want the land. They want the bucks. Yeah, and so that proxy militia does a really good job for Islam, doesn't it? It takes the oil and delivers it right into the hands of Bibi Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a scam it is!
Hardly any blood for any Israeli soldier except
Netanyahu said our guys just don't have the guts to fight, so we need to do something else.
We let the goy kill each other for us, huh? As Mr. Rosenthal admitted in his interview with William White, which I'm going to get back to later today, time permitting, what he boasted of in that interview, former top aide to Senator Jacob Javits from Republican Senate seat in New York in 1976, and they killed him on an Israeli airliner, too. He was too mouthy, you know, too braggadocious. But they come out and admit it that we're in control of the media. We're in control of Sean Spicer's stupid mouth. We're in control of all of these figureheads, except maybe for a couple here and there that will not tie tie the knot for us, like Michael Flynn, maybe a sacrificial lamb.
Maybe. Here
we'll have to see. If they don't want to go to war with Russia for Israel, by Israel, if they're not too happy about it, we can eliminate them. Simply by a few leaks, simply by a few telegrams, by a few eavesdropping tapes. And now, Dr. K, as we saw with regard to what they did to, some of the great people that we've had in the past on these shows. I don't have to name.
How about Edward Steele? Yeah.
Edward Steele was one. The FBI and the judges and the CIA, they just simply replicate voices. And then they make up voices, which they can do very easily now.
I know. They took Meraki into a grand jury, and just by the grace of God, he got out of that deal.
That was Dr. Meraki.
Yeah, Dr. Meraki. You know, some border cop got the arrogant and decided that they were going to set him up for supporting terrorists in Afghanistan. You know what he said? He told them, he said, well, you said it's a democracy. You created a democracy. You mean to tell me I can't travel back and forth to your democracy?
Mm-hmm.
So he was too much for him, but I think he got burnt out. We don't hear much from him these days.
No, he will not answer my request to come on the show again. I think he's really laying low and nervous about having a more visible appearance anymore.
Yeah.
He's thrown in the towel, as many others have, and I can't say I blame them to some extent, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just don't know what people go through. And back to this situation of this Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's
mm-hmm.
the most laughable, unbelievably unfathomable joke there ever was, to have that kind of nepotism, obvious nepotism, which is banned in the business community. Do you know Procter & Gamble does not allow nepotism? And yet, mm-hmm. in the highest office in the land, you have two individuals who are putting the hot poker in the back of who knows who. And what kind of a fool did he make out of all those Americans that waved the flag and waved his banner, and he's turned into like an imbecilic approach to the presidency, to have his daughter, his son-in-law, running around doing Henry Kissinger's former work. It's just mm-hmm. beyond me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, you know, as I've said in the previous weeks, Jared Kushner is a direct link to the Mossad. He's a direct link. He's no intermediary, if you will. He's no just hired gun. He's part of the family.
Oh, yeah.
He's part of the tribe.
And that Charles Kushner, his father, was put in prison a couple years for trying to set somebody up with prostitutes, some of his enemies, you know that.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's his history. I guess they bought him a ticket to Harvard or something, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's all fake. And, you know, all of this this business conflict of interest, using the presidency and then supporting somebody's clothing line or somebody's real estate. I mean, this is beyond comprehension. This is the degree mm-hmm. that the Sheldon Adelson gambling money can achieve. So, you know, if anybody thinks they're going to turn that thing around.
No. I mean, it's preposterous. And that's why, again, I will caution people. Now, this is the last time. There's not going to be any more elections after this that I can foresee. It's going to be an out-and-out coup d'etat, because the die is cast, folks. We have seen the ultimate now in top-down government, down to the street control. All that needs to be done at this point is to collapse, that is to bring down the economy, to bring down the political state in every state of the union, to amalgamate power across the globe, a police state apparatus, fake terror, cyber threats, which Kelly now, of course, has been speaking about at the Department of Homeland Security as another front man, Goy. And basically, they got to have a blame game. North Korea, Kim Jong-un.
One of their buddies.
Yeah. I mean, so we know the deck of cards is lined up to collapse, okay? It's simply a matter of when, not if. When, not if.
Yeah.
So that's the important thing. They hold all the cards, Dr. K.
Oh, they do.
They hold all the economic cards, they hold cyberspace, all of it.
Now, let's say that the Syrian army, trying to get its country back, dropped some bombs on a terrorist weapons warehouse, and that terrorist weapons warehouse had, courtesy of the Israelis, sarin gas or some organophosphates or what you have you. Let's say it happened. And the children die. But the whole, you see, if they control that apparatus, the whole blame gets leveraged on somebody else. Never even one word from the BBC or the whatever you call it. It could be that those are from the Jabhat al-Nusra stocks that were imploded. And, you know, blame the Syrian army for hitting it, but they have some culpability. This is what we're up against.
Mm-hmm.
So children may well have died from some kind of gas. Never mm-hmm. been proven, though. And you don't even know why. You have no way to grab it.
Right.
Deaths of children.
All right. Time for a break. Dr. K and I are just getting warmed up, folks. You might want to chime in at 800-313-9443 on this weekend of Easter for many. Good, right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back. We are back with Dr. K, and we're obviously discussing the events of the past week or so and how they are definitely out of control on a worldwide basis. Some are distractions. Some are, false flags that are indicating a greater tyranny to come. But most of all, I think we need to not lose sight of the fact that who is in control. That is the key from administration to administration in my lifetime and in the previous 50 years. We have not had a government in this country at the administration level that has not been in some way or to some degree staffed by, controlled directly or indirectly, or punished whenever that administration did not follow orders. I said the probably the only exception may be Warren Harding in the 1920s when he was starting to rout out the Bolshevik influence in the post-Wilson era of America, and then he had that sudden stroke, you know, after a couple of years or so in the White House, and then all these scandals after his death supposedly emerged. People like that who have done some good always have been either scandalized or vilified or smeared to a very large degree. History, as one man said, Henry Ford, is bunk. It is made up. It is totally subjective. So today, the only thing we need to look at is how far they've come in 104 years of war, Dr. K. One, 104 years we're going on now of nothing but war for peace, for war for peace. And they said World War One would be the last war worldwide that would solve all of the problems of mankind. Well, see, wiser heads did not prevail. And today, we don't have wiser heads at all. We have stupid heads. A lot of it is vaccinations, you know, undoubtedly. A lot of it is the impact of impurities and pathogens in the mind, the bloodstream, and so forth. But then a lot of it's the educational system. And the churches, of course, have done their share of keeping people asleep in the pew with their ham and bean suppers and giggles and laughs and funs and games and blah, 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 Easter bunnies, you know. So all of this is indicative of how people are looking for a savior. They're looking for a new messiah. And they thought they found it in Donald Trump, but they didn't.
It didn't take long for people to get burnt out, did it, after that missile strike or pseudo-missile strike or whatever.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you see postings on the Internet, I give up on him, I voted for him, and look what happened, and whatever. So,
but we were telling them that for months before. I know.
You hit that on the schnozzle over and over for folks. But and then this whole thing is how the East and the West is one cabal, and although there's no question that the Russian Federation has facilitated the driving out of those terrorists, at the same time, obviously there were a multitude of Russian helicopters at that airstrip. Mm-hmm. Obviously somebody was given a warning because they weren't there. There was nothing really there.
Right.
There were just some planes in some hangars.
Which indicates that, again, the two superpowers now in these end times would be the two key players on the world scene. But look at the nations they will take with them, each on each side, like they did in Europe and then worldwide in World War One and Two. They lined up all the cards on the chessboard, you know, all the, the chessboard, you know, so that they could advance their little agenda from one side to the other. And that's what it was. It's the same thing as playing any game of tennis or playing any, you know, badminton or whatever it may be. You know, the whole goal is obviously to get to the other side and to strike, you know, to strike last and win, to score. That's the whole point. You want to score in the end, and they control both contestants in the race. So that's the whole point. The whole point is there is no independent race. There is no freedom. Freedom as defined by them. Freedom to die for Israel, freedom to kill for Israel, freedom to lose your home if you don't pay your taxes, freedom to be punished and put in jail if you appear at a demonstration. Those are the new freedoms that we have, you see?
Or if you go outside of the Rockefeller's industrial medical model, the chemotherapy, the radiotherapy, then the parent can be imprisoned, the doctor would lose his license for going outside, so you're licensed to Rockefeller. Even the medical license is his.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this country is licensed to the military-industrial complex. That's what the presidency has to support.
Exactly.
They're happy
come right
babies.
Back. You got it. We will come back in just a few, Dr. K, and you, and me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, we're here, folks. Rick Adams and Dr. K. And right now, I just want to play... Okay, a few minutes, just a few of this first clip of U.S. Syrian invasion was planned many months ago by one of our posters, Israeli News Live, he calls himself. And let's begin right now.
Of the details of the movement of his own military as this is going on right now. Is he in the dark of what the military is doing? Don't forget. As we know, what happened years ago with General Wesley Clark and what he said, I'll play just a little segment of this for you again. Listen to this.
Wolfowitz, I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to al-Qaeda? He said, no, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But as I stated, I wanted you to hear that again. Remember in 2013, the sarin gas attack that was blamed on President Bashar al-Assad that gave the justification for President Obama to actually enter into a conflict with Syria. Now, Obama never put in a large contingent of troops on the ground there. He always swore that he would not do it. But since then, President Trump has been building up a very sizable force in the north part of the country dealing with Raqqa. Now, but remember, if those of you that remember, that it was Aaron Erdem, the former MP member of the Turkish government, that really brought out the smoking gun that exonerated President Bashar al-Assad of any guilt of using sarin gas on his own people. And instead, as he was facing treason charges for bringing this information out, was able to prove that the ISIS had brought the sarin gas through the Turkish government's borders inside of Syria and was using this chemical weapon on about the time back in September of 2013. Listen to what Aaron Erdem had to say there, just to show you exactly what he says.
That Islamic State in Syria allegedly received material to make deadly sarin gas via Turkey. The MP said an inquiry was opened into the incident, but then was abruptly closed.
Chemical weapon materials were brought to Turkey and put together in ISIL camps in Syria, which was known as the Iraqi al-Qaeda at the time. We have recordings to confirm this. A public prosecutor opened an investigation, which led to those involved being detained. A week later, another public prosecutor was assigned, and all the detainees were released. They left Turkey, crossing the Syrian border.
Now he goes on into that, and I'll place the link on here for you just to be able to see this information. But it clearly exonerated President Bashar al-Assad, the information that Aaron Erdem was able to make public here. Not only did he reveal this information to RT News, but he actually spoke as a parliament member before his own parliament inside of Syria. I've actually listened to those hearings that he did, and the evidence was overwhelming. In fact, it angered the members of parliament because he also had evidence that the prime minister at that time and even possibly the president, Erdogan, of Turkey were fully aware of the transfer of the sarin gas from Turkey inside of Syria by the al-Qaeda members, by the ISIS groups that were coming in there. What was even more alarming is that he also seemed to have the evidence but was not willing to bring it forth, that the United States was aware of it but only turned a blind eye, and as well, European partners were also involved in this information.
Okay, that's part of the clip of the audio, yeah. And I think it, you know, it certainly does show conclusively to me that this government in Washington is a rogue government operating as an empire on behalf of the city of Jerusalem. This
yes,
is
absolutely. Saddam was put in power by the Mossad in coordination with the CIA, and the money that was used was laundered through Italy back in the. And then they remember that he tried to kill Colonel Qasem, an elected independent leader back in the 50s. That failed, so that they put him back in power later on, I think in the early 70s, when it was.
Saddam, he was born in 37, I believe, right? In Tikrit. And then they groomed him. Yeah, they groomed him for this over the century, the decades, seems like centuries. They groomed him, put him in, after one coup after another. And then he became George Bush's business partner. And
yes, exactly.
And then the Bushes and the Cheneys and the rest of them went in there and gave them the weapons, and Donald Rumsfeld, all their companies, to go and wage a war against the people of Iran. And this was not Iran's doing, it was their doing.
Yes, Kissinger shuttled that on behalf of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, and this, they said that Iran has inherited way too much U.S. military equipment. We need to denude it, deplete it. So they gave Saddam, a few billion, and said, "Do our bidding." He was their terrorist. The guy that they found in the cave or whatever was not Saddam, according to my assessment. That Saddam had perfect teeth, and it was one of his doubles, from what I could tell. So who knows where he is now? Nobody's done anything about him. He's worth 50, 80 billion. Nobody's even looked into it. So he's got to be around, I would have thought. But the bottom line is that all of these dictators are put in place by the Jews.
Right. I agree. I agree with you now. Yeah.
You know, and
I mean,
so
I say that, that we really can't trust anybody anymore on the world stage. And, even when Iran made that move with Rouhani and, they took Ahmadinejad out and so forth, it was seen as many as appeasement for the West, as a give-in. But then again, they work from within a government and without a government to sow seeds of extortion and blackmail.
Always.
These Keenites always do that, Dr. Kay.
Yeah, and then the question is, where did the gas come from? When Saddam had the gas, the Mossad and the CIA agents or the spies were there because he didn't know how to deliver it. So they were there helping him deliver it through the artillery.
Right.
That was confirmed by Ron Paul when they were pressuring him and pressuring him on the Hannity show. He said, "Where did you think they got the gas from?
Mm-hmm.
We gave it to them." So if they got gas, they got it from us.
Right.
Or they got it from the Israeli stocks. Nobody else has it. Russia has it. We have it. The Zionists have it. Who else? Europeans have it. Well, they got it from us. By us, I mean the West.
No one deals in arms and weapons and poisons and so forth in warfare more than this government on behalf of the mafia, the Cosa Nostra mob. They have been dealing in this since day one. Kill each other, but just in case, we're here to prevent a genocide. Yeah, so we'll come in, take over, because we wouldn't want things to get out of hand, and we'll take over a government that protected religious freedom, regardless of whatever you say about Saddam Hussein, or I think he wasn't that brutal to go in and kill off all religions. That wasn't his gig. He was just a secular despot, okay? So the point is, what happened after this war? So he killed another 3 million people. So what? Now we have a new enemy in ISIS, and now from ISIS we have more spawns, and then the bombing in Afghanistan, no, they're all going to love us now. And they're us to begin with. We hire these mercenaries, like you say. They're recruited by the Israeli mob to go in, to pour into Syria, to pour into Iraq now. So we lose more children, more men, more women. But you know what? So what? The American people say, lick them, get them, go kill them, bomb them all.
Right.
So what?
Yeah,
you know, bloodlust.
That's what you're trying to do. And if you think about it, when I wrote It's Not Who You Think, which I think you have some copies of, and we should get those unedited copies to you.
Yeah,
there's 200 known.
I'm sure.
It clearly shows that it's the Zionists and the criminal Jewish mob that's behind all the trouble that we have, all the problems in the Middle East, all the terror, all the destabilization, and ALL means all of it.
Mm.
And the amount of blood, I don't know if they've got a bloodlust or what the deal is. But the amount of blood that they have let, I've confirmed in the book, is about 200 million people since the turn of the century.
I agree. It's an astronomical figure. I mean, just recently there was
another... World War One was theirs to create the Zionist Strip. World War Two was theirs to create the Zionist Strip and to conquer and to from within. Korea was theirs. Remember when Aaron Russo said that the Rockefeller's cousin came to him and said, "We're going to have war, permanent war. There won't be an enemy. We're going to be looking for boogeymen in caves in Afghanistan, and there will be a big event." So all of this permanent war in the Middle East is a Jew war.
I agree.
Rockefeller's Jewish. He can't hide it.
No, and David Rockefeller certainly, who just passed, we're told, couldn't hide those features, you know, by his countenance. You will know him. So I think he, you know, he's in his family and his progeny, Jay Rockefeller and the others, you know, they certainly have participated in some horrific crimes against people, God's children.
He said he was proud of it. God rot his soul forever. He said he was proud in his memoirs. That he's a, people say I'm a conspiracist and I've created a conspiracy. Well, I'm proud of it, what I've done, that I've done this.
We thank the media for being so complacent in all of this. Now, look at the way, I'll take your calls in just a moment, by the way. And the media that supposedly was picking on Trump and the war that went on between the crackpot media, the fake news media, CNN, all of that, and Trump. All of a sudden, there's been, guess what? There's been a rapprochement. And all of a sudden, while the war is over, the divorce is over, let's get together again and make up and kissy, kissy. You know why? Because he's killing. He's doing what he was installed to do. His administration that he is fronting for is killing many, many people. And you know what? It's a continuum of the Obama administration, which was a continuum of the Bush administration, Papa Bush and Clinton and the whole kit caboodle.
They make fools out of themselves, don't they, as they kiss you-know-what?
I mean, when you get Lion Brian Williams to post on, and say that it's a beautiful thing to see the missile strikes, taking out. Lion Brian and the rest of them, Chuck Todd and so forth, they can no longer hide or mask any pretense of honesty or integrity because they have.
Harry Extremist Flesher wanted them to be rained on Baghdad, Damascus, all surrounding the elected president over there.
Somebody has to die. You know, the Krauthammer message, right from the get-go. And Charles Krauthammer, the sociopathic doctor, said that we do not in any way misinterpret this pledge of America First. I know what it means, he said. We know what it means. Yeah, it means exactly a hoax. It means the same policies of Woodrow Wilson that will be replicated in this government by claiming it to be the opposite. This is Aesopian language. This is Orwellian language. He knew
and it looks
one of the insiders.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's it. I'm saying Krauthammer is a key indicator. He, and of course we have Josh Bolton now coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
The strike with North Korea because it creates the one world system that they're looking for.
Yeah, it does. And they got to do something, don't they, to feed the beast? They're Raytheon and General Dynamics and all of these arch-Jewish-run military-industrial entities. Mm-hmm. They can't be too happy unless there's something that's sending them billions. So they've got so much blood on their hands. And, of course, the people that are really suffering are the people of the Middle East.
Terrible.
If it's not Syria, it's Yemen. If it's not there, it's Afghanistan. If it's not Pakistan, it's just, I don't know.
Well, I think they're saving the best for last, us.
Yeah.
Well, what they intend to do here, Doc, is going to be a replication, the worst yet to come because of what they did to Russia.
We're already completely terrorized by the vaccines. Now, of course, Bill Gates is exporting that, but we have, I don't know how many thousands every month are contaminated by vaccines and turned into autistic freaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would seem that you're right, that in the genetically engineered food, we're the only bastion left for Monsanto. It would seem that we are the primary victims of their intrigue.
Yes.
The pharmaceutical drugs, the fact that you'd be arrested if you don't do chemotherapy, and so that you'll submit to that. And yet I can give you 100 different herbs that work better than chemotherapeutic agents in early diagnosed cancer. I don't care if it's lymphoma or leukemia. I don't care what it is, or bulk tumor. Mm-hmm. We know that what's happened. It's your case.
Right.
They were ready to cut you to,
I keep telling people about it every single chance I get. You know, I said, no way, no way. If I had done what they wanted me to do, I probably wouldn't be here today.
You wouldn't be here today. You wouldn't be doing a show, I can tell you.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think I'd be doing a show because they would have killed me. I mean, that's what they wanted was to make a barrel of money. They even said while I was being healed, they said, can we still have permission to take your bladder? You know, and I said, no, you give me yours and I'll give you mine. All right. How's that? You know,
well, but how did he say? Did he say, could we still have permission to take the bladder?
Yeah. Dr. Mega, Dr. Mega Megabucks. Yes. I said, no. And I never went back to him again. And that was the end of it. And It really is a shame because
it's just, and one should keep one's distance from the medical cabal. It should be only at the most extreme, you know, situation.
Well, there are times you need a surgeon, obviously, but accidents and stuff like that. But this cancer surgery business is probably as bad as the chemotherapy approach, you know, way out of whack. I have a cousin now, she's up there in her years, 75, but still, she had a surgery, you know, because of cancer, and everything's going fine, and now she's finding out her sugar went way out of control, too, and because of pancreas, part of the pancreas was taken from her.
Oh, well, so there you go.
You got to realize the side effects of these surgeries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. But anyhow.
Yeah, I had a woman that had, 85 years old, that had pancreatic cancer. She's dying. They finished her. She's a hospice material. So we just gave her the juice of oregano. I think maybe a bit of oil of oregano. But the juice of oregano, it destroyed the tumor. I mean, that's a pretty simple remedy, 1995 or something. She had an obstruction. The bilirubin was up. It went to normal. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's not just a joke.
Absolutely amazing.
God's medicine.
It is. We got a call coming in and calls to answer, so we will come back, folks, with our caller and you right here on Rick Adams Uncensored.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
And we're back now. We are going to go right to the phones with Dr. K. Much more to come in these discussions. But Mark is up first. And come on up, Mark.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Our brother, Chuck Baldwin, has been fighting a good fight. And, of course, they use that deceptive, loaded term, anti-Semite. And I don't know if you're familiar. I think your name, if I may be mispronouncing it, I know her last name is Nelson. I think it's Kellogg. And she wrote articles explaining how Zionism is biblical and the word Zion is in the Bible. And I'm like, but this protocol has been completely discredited apart from examining, does what the protocol described actually, is that what's actually happening? And she says, well, it's been discredited, and therefore we don't have to examine, you know. I take it you see Chuck Baldwin as an ally in the fight against the synagogue of Satan, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I see he's come a long way. He has morphed quite a bit.
He recanted.
Yes, he's certainly, I think, he has escalated his understanding of all of this and from a minister's point of view, so to speak. And I would say I would go much further than he has gone. I would go way beyond it, as you know. But then again, he is probably right where he should be at this time. And his understanding of this synagogue of Satan complex and how we are constantly being lied to all the time. And Satan is the chief of all liars, you see?
Yeah. Well, apparently, I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm going to call her Milt Nelson, because I'm not sure how to pronounce her first name properly, and I don't want to offend people by misrepresenting. But she said basically that Chuck Baldwin was lying when he claimed that, I think it's Mr. Walter. I don't remember his first name, but apparently he owns this website called News with Views. And
pretty much
everything that accusation taken as proof, to me, it only proves how gullible people are. Assad has been accused over and over again, and I've read two articles where they said, well, he did these things, rather than he was accused of these things.
Right.
Coming from who? And I'm like,
coming from
and we know that the Alawi sect is especially tolerant and protective of Christians and Jews compared to, say, the Wahhabists that were funded and an extremist group funded by the petrodollar fraud. And I'm wondering if you know how to contact Lindsey Williams, because I'd like to find out, you know, an update of what's going on versus, I know that things don't go according to any human plans, including the globalists. Thank God their plans have not proceeded the way they want it to. But I'm preparing a rebuttal. I'm actually on the news with you on the Republic Broadcasting. You have a link to where I can contact you to, I'm preparing a rebuttal to Ms. Nelson. Like, she's claimed that, well, here's this thing about the 144,000 where there's 12,000 of each tribe, and therefore that proves Zionism. It's like, well, wait a minute. I was acquainted with this Jehovah's Witness, and she believed she was part of the 144,000. So they're mistaken, and you're claiming, well, that proves that. And I was like, you notice that the Khazarians aren't in any of the 12 tribes. That's because they're not of the lineage of Abraham at all. So Arabs are Semitic. Palestinians are Semitic. And Khazarians are not. So when you use this term anti-Semitic, you're screaming at me of how ignorant you are that, yes, there is anti-Jewish in the sense that the synagogue of Satan manufactures anti-Semitism by claiming to be Jewish and doing stupid, evil, reckless things.
Oh, yeah.
But our enemy is not Judaism. Our enemy are the phonies that claim to be something you're not.
Well, you know, I mean, this gets into some very heavy teaching, and I don't have time for it now. But
that's fine.
The most important thing you need to know is that the words that are being bandied about are not even in the scriptures. So the word Jew
absolutely
appear, well, and Semite does not appear there. You know, it's Shem. So everything is a distortion. Why? Because these people who say they are of God and are not and are liars, they change everything in the